Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast, or welcome to the Uncivilized Podcast for the first time if you're a new listener. My name is Trevor Boehm. I'm the host of the podcast. I'm also the founder of the Uncivilized Movement, founder of the Uncivilized Nation, the author of two separate books, one called Today I Rise, the other that sparked this whole thing called Man Uncivilized, consult with high-performing men, do a lot of stuff. One of my favorite things to do is share with you on this podcast. And this episode, this is a bit more advanced, I think, or some more advanced ideas. And whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, no matter how you identify, these principles that I'm going to dive into today, I think can be really valuable. I know they were when I first heard them, I was like, ooh, wow, there's juice in there for me. So I know that you're gonna get a lot out of this. If you are listening to this and are interested in working with Uncivilized at any point this year at one of our live events, in-person events, like enough of Zoom already, please head to manuncivilized.com/events. Check out the initiation. Check out the Kill the Nice Guy workshops. Check out the Father-Son workshop. Check out the Hero's Journey. Check out our gathering. Check out the Nation. Just check out what we do. It is time for us all to get off of our screens and actually shake some hands, hug some people, etc. I'm also going to be in Europe June 8th for a men's event there. So if any of you have friends in Europe, please pass them this podcast. Okay, let's dive in. This one's going to be short and sweet. This idea came to me after we brought in Andy Buru to the Uncivilized Nation, my men's community. Andy is a professional, I don't know what to call him, like a BDSM practitioner, a Shibari teacher, a BDSM coach. Like, he's deep in that world. He teaches workshops on sexuality, teaches workshops on polarity, teaches people how to tie each other up. I can't wait to meet him. And he was a podcast guest. So if you want to go back and listen to that episode, please do. But we brought him in the Nation and he talked about this concept, the split or difference between space holding and selfishness. Space holding and selfishness. And I knew immediately, as an ex-nice guy and someone who teaches a lot of nice guy workshops and works with a lot of nice guys, how I had been raised and brought up and cultured and societalized and civilized into just being a space holder, into just listening to other people, taking care of other people, being there for other people, even in my own relationships. And the idea of being selfish was like a sin. It was catastrophic. Like, God, please don't let anyone ever, ever, ever say that I'm selfish, and let me not have any selfish attributes. But here was the problem with that. It means I didn't do things for myself. I didn't ask for things for myself. I didn't ask for my needs to be met. I didn't want to go out and like claim what was mine, penetrate the world, build something big, be important, any of that, because that may be construed as selfish. Now, I get emails, DMs, messages on the weekly from primarily women who say, hey, my husband, my partner, my boyfriend, etc., is way on the selfish side. Everything's all about him. Drinks all the time, plays golf all the time, plays video games every day, is high in the afternoon, is like all he cares about is work, isn't interested in the kids, isn't interested in me. I just want to be held. I just want to be listened to. I just want to be cared for a little bit. And it wasn't until Andy framed these two that I now think, oh, that guy's selfish. He needs to learn and lean into the space holding side. Now, for those of you who aren't in the spiritual community, the coaching community, or are new to the path, holding space to me means this. This is, I think, Connor's definition, or he said it to me years and years ago. It's when you get to have your own emotional experience in front of someone who also gets to have theirs. So say, for instance, I'm home with Katie, and she comes home, and she's crying, and I then, space holding is me sitting there listening to her fully with my whole body, both ears, giving her all of my presence, giving her all of my attention, allowing my own emotions to happen, but I'm not trying to control, stop, or like tell her to calm down. don't do that, by the way. Right. So she's allowed to cry. Like, yeah, keep going. She's allowed to be upset. Wow, that must be hard. She's allowed to be angry. Oh my God, I can see how you would feel that way. And just she's being listened to. She's being met. Right. She's being heard. Right. That's space holding. For me, as her boyfriend, space holding in the partnership is looking for the direction of the relationship, saying, hey, I think next year we should move into a house. Hey, we should talk about having kids. Hey, how much money do we make that we can put towards this vacation? To me, leading is also space holding, right? It's not just like, I just don't listen. That's not it. I'm just like, it's not just putting your phone down every once in a while and be like, okay, tell me your worries. It's being present in the relationship. So I'm telling you all of this because the way Andy framed it is he framed it sexually. And usually with a dominant submission, submissive relationship, the dominant is the space holder, but a really good dominant is also a tiny bit selfish, meaning the dominant is taking the submissive on a sexual journey, but he's also like getting some pleasure for himself. And because he's the leader, and if this feels way out there for you, just take a breath and let me finish it. And then I'll wrap it up. He's also going, wow, this feels good for me. Do this. This feels good for me. I'm going to do this. Right. And so it's this beautiful blend of just space holding, not just space holding, but space holding and selfishness. So I'm going to ask you, man or woman, whoever you are listening on this call, which one do you need to lean into? For me, being selfish in relationship, in quotes, was really hard. Like if Katie was going through a hard time, and it may be going through a hard time for weeks and months, I still had to say, hey, I need a back rub from you. Hey, I would really love some affection today. Hey, I'd really love it if you'd cook dinner Thursday night. That's the selfishness, because that prevents resentment, right? So she doesn't get to the end of whatever process she's going through, even if it's 2-3 months long. And at the end of it, I'm like, no one takes care of me. You don't give a shit about me. You don't care about me. You do nothing for me. And I blow the relationship up and I leave, right? So this is, it's relational. Hear this. It's actually relational to have a good balance of both space holding for her too, to listen to me, to care for me, to be there for me, but then also for her to say, hey, my stomach hurts tonight. Would you mind giving me some acupuncture? Even if I'm busy, even if I'm writing a book, even if I'm doing stuff. So it's sort of reframing the word selfish to perhaps be need oriented or need acquiring or need speaking. And we're getting rid of the old definition that being selfish just means you're being a dick, all right? You're being narcissistic or whatever it is. So let me know. Do me a favor. Shoot me a message on Instagram. Email me, Traver@manuncivilized.com. And let me know what you thought about this. Like, is it confronting for you to lean into a little bit of selfishness? And also, is it confronting for you to lean into a little bit of space holding? And how would your life be different if you were willing to lean into the one that you did feel was challenging? Okay, I'm going to be selfish now. Do me a favor. Please go to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this, wherever you can leave a review. Please leave a review. It makes a huge difference. And if you wouldn't mind, post this episode on Instagram and tag me at Traver Boehm, and then check out our official Uncivilized Instagram page at uncivilized_official. Go be uncivilized. Love you guys.